Grand Funk Railroad, closer to my home, from 1970, here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here in Indianapolis. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we're wrapping it up with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. We have Sarah Burris in studio. Sarah, how you doing?
Doing good.
So, right now, everything's sort of cattywampus. We're moving towards normal, but
yes.
In that, we're still dealing with situations from Hurricane Michael.
Correct. So this is a project that kind of stems out of Hurricane Michael, and it's our Northwest Regional Library System mobile library.
Yes. So there is an enormous van that is driving to locations filled with books to serve as a mobile location to meet the community where they have their needs.
Yes, there are locations that just have trouble getting to a branch near them. So we're really trying to provide access. In Bay County, three of those stops are Callaway, Mexico Beach, and Lynn Haven.
And y'all also serve, you know, Gulf and Liberty.
Correct. And Gulf is doing fantastic. They have a ton of stops. I don't know the names offhand. I could try, but they are getting a lot of visitors on the mobile libraries already, giving out library card signups, which is really exciting. And we know that it's hard to, if your mobile library is your main location, which is where you can find the stops, is on our website, www.nwrls.com, under locations. If that's your main location, it's a mobile library, we know you might not be able to make it within that three-week time frame for your overdue library books. So the fines have kind of been waived so that you can make it to the next time that you're able to make that mobile library stop, which is really exciting.
And that sort of consideration for the fact that the main branch that they may have, which might be the mobile library, is certainly moving around. You may not be able to make it when it stops in your area again.
And you can place items on hold from the main branches. So it's not just whatever's on that bus, you can, or the mobile library. You can kind of pre-plan and decide what you want and pick it up when the library makes it to that next mobile stop for you.
That's great.
Yeah. You said you have that schedule up until March, right?
Correct.
For all the locations.
Yes. So if you are a planner and want to decide when you are going to meet the next mobile library stop, you're going to want to go to www.nwrls.com, look under locations, and it's a moving location, but it is one of our locations, which is the mobile library.
And they have all the stuff listed, dates, times, locations, everything, which is great. And in the same sort of vein about making do with, you know, programming and providing things for the community in times of need, which certainly mobile library for Hurricane Michael, but also virtual programming for the sort of COVID pandemic thing.
Yes, we are not ready for in-person programming yet. We don't want to encourage people into a tiny space that don't know each other. So we have been doing a lot of virtual programming. We're planning virtual programming through March at this time and kind of feeling things out to when it's a bit more safe to do in person. We've got holiday programming. You can check out our YouTube channel, Northwest Regional Library System Florida, and a lot of pre-recorded things are already on there. So you can learn how to, there's a lot of recycling book crafts. Mm-hmm. So you can fold a Christmas tree out of a recycled book. It's adorable.
Aww.
And Sharon from the Panama City Beach Library teaches that. She has like a Bob Ross quality to her voice. It's very calming. I would just suggest watching it no matter what, even if you're not interested in making it, because it's very relaxing and it's very cool. She's very talented. We've got origami. So Kat Kahn has made these origami Christmas trees that are adorable. And she has a forest now in the Bay County Public Library. So you can check out the origami Christmas trees, how to make them, on our YouTube channel. Or you can visit them in person near the reference desk. And there's tiny, tiny little foxes and bunny rabbits and all these tiny little origami critters. It's awesome. Ton of virtual programming. The next one's coming up for early literacy. We've got Book Babies on Tuesday, and that'll be released on our Facebook pages at 10 a.m. And then we have Read, Rock, and Rhyme on Thursday at 10 a.m., and it's all geared for your little ones, and it's going to be holiday-themed.
And there's one more thing that you and our dear friend Steven,
yes,
have been putting on really since the pandemic's been rolling, is the Bay County Library Unstacked.
We have BCPL Unstacked, and you can find BCPL Unstacked anywhere you listen to your podcast. So if you are, I'm an Apple podcast person, so mm-hmm. I've got it on there. And whenever there's a new episode, it's just going to automatically, you know, show up for you. And it's through Anchor, but you can listen to it wherever. And we either talk about what is happening in the literary world, what we're reading. We have themes, and when we talk about what's happening with the library, and then we also have author interviews, which are so much fun. And the next one that we're going to release is either this Friday or next is going to be Kevin J. Anderson. Mm-hmm. So you may know him for partnering with Brian Herbert for Dune series, and he just wrote Stake. He's got a ton of titles. He's got like 160 books that he's written, and it's a fun interview. So I'm looking forward to releasing that. And the last author interview that we did was Amy Stewart, and she's from Girl Waits with Gun. She's done a lot of nonfiction, and now mm-hmm. she's doing fictionalized, but based on historical people. So it's set in the 1910s, going into the World War I era, and Constance Kopp was one of the first lady detectives, and now her recent books are she's going off to war.
Well, all that programming and more, all available from the NWRLS. And if you want any more information about who, what, when, where, or how, mm-hmm. you can get that online at nwrls.com. Sarah, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to the show that was made back before libraries existed, Mr. Boomer Bill, after a quick break here on The Mix.